You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 97. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone.
Why did you laugh?
How are you?
This is just my usual face. Okay, I didn't make a face. You just looked over at me and you laughed. What the hell's the matter with you?
Because so many things.
I know.
No, I've just done one other show and I was going straight into, and I was like, no, we're on Adventures in Azeroth this time. So I kind of looked at you to be like, gotcha. Yeah, I'm on, which show am I on?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a busy day.
It's been a busy day. Yes. Thank you for doing this impromptu. So last night, I will tell you, I was at a friend's house looking at their fire table to possibly be purchasing their fire table. Right. And
what? Hang on. What's a fire table?
Okay, so a fire table is you basically burn a propane gas, and it's just a table with a fire in the middle, and you hook it up to gas, and it makes a flame. So you're not burning wood, because in my town, there's a bylaw since 2001 saying that you cannot burn wood. So you can't have a campfire. Right. Nothing like that. You can't have a safe and secured wood burning apparatus.
Right. Okay.
Which is malarkey. I feel like you should be able to. I mean, at least I feel like I should be able to, because I respect fire. I'm not stupid with fire. I don't let it get out of control. I know how to deal with it. On the other hand, I cannot control smoke, which is one thing that you cannot control. So if you're burning a fire and some of the smoke, you know, doesn't happen to go directly up in the air and it gets blown around a bit and it's going to go into people's houses and then they complain, I don't want my house to smell like smoke. Okay.
Yeah.
That's about the only reason. But you know, if it's for safety, yes, I understand where people can be stupid and not... Mm. Give fire the respect it deserves, that's when you find them and really come down on them hard. But for the people, but then they've ruined it for the rest of us. So,
yeah.
So last night I was looking at maybe buying my friend's fire table and happened to go over there and had a rum and coke or two, and some marshmallows and some hot dogs roasted over the fire, and
nice.
No podcast. Sorry.
Yeah. No, these things happen. Hence impromptu doing
tonight. So thank you for doing it right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
No worries.
Yes. Technically, right? It would still be on. No, it wouldn't. No, it's a full day. It's almost a full day. So anyways, never mind. Yeah. So we would have missed it by a full day. Okay. Never mind.
It's so good.
We were late by 24 hours. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you can, it's kind of like a normal, like if you had like a little bonfire or something, you could, you know, put marshmallows and stuff, cook stuff on it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's not a barbecue.
It's not a barbecue. It's a table that you can put glasses around on the outside of, like it's got a ledge and in the middle is your fire. Right. And the fire is just fed by a propane tank. At least the ones that we are looking at.
Okay. Now I gotta look it up because I'm like.
Eh. But I was talking to my neighbor, and because we saw our next door neighbor having a fire, and Carrie's like, "Oh, I think they're having like a real fire." And I looked outside, I'm like, "Oh my god, it does look like a real fire. That's really cool, because if they're having a real fire." Maybe the people around us don't care, because really the town doesn't know until somebody calls and complains. Right. So I went out there. I'm like, Hey, I'm from like over here across, like we have backyards that connect. Right. So we don't face each other or anything. But I'm like, hey, have you ever had problems with the fire? And she's like, well, about 5-6 years ago, we had a real fire and somebody called the fire department on us and we had to put out the fire. But they did not get fined or anything like that. Well, yeah, because because you know there's going to be somebody that's like, ah, bite law.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want a real fire. A real fire is different from a fire table. You smell the burning wood. You've got the heat of the fire. Yeah. It's different. It's different.
Yeah.
That's all I want. I want a fire. And for us, it is Queen Victoria's birthday. So this weekend for us is a special long weekend because May 24th is her official birthday, but we always make it the third Monday of May is our day off. So doesn't matter when her birthday falls. It's always the third Monday as we say is our long weekend. And so for us, this is our quote May 2-4 weekend, and this is the unofficial kickoff to summer, and we're all locked up in COVID times, and you know, and we can't have fires.
Yeah,
almost everybody goes up north and has a campfire. Like, why don't they waive that bylaw for like a weekend or like a day, saying, hey, you know what, it's the May 2-4, we're all locked up, we understand the bylaws lifted for one day, go and have a fire as long as it's safe and secure, please make sure it's like 10 feet away from blah blah blah, you know, all that stuff, right? Yeah, but no. Anyways, listen, I've spent 7 minutes talking about my town's bylaws and about fire because it really cheeses me off. And I said that this would be a short show. What have you been doing not World of Warcraft? Okay, so from what I know, you have something special to say. Like you have an announcement to say, right? Because you didn't announce anything before our last show, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Right. So I'm putting you out there. You've got to make the announcement.
You are.
Yes, I am.
You are.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
I was
sorry.
Just going to go on. Yeah. Yeah. So, I got engaged, basically.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lita's getting married. Ooh. Who are you getting married to? What's his name? Does he make lots of money? Thank you.
All of those things. Can you ask Carrie to smack you?
Carrie's right here. Just got me my rum. Because I forgot to spike my cherry Pepsi.
Oh, didn't you have a story about that?
No. Not cherry Pepsi. Anyways, you go do your thing.
Cherry Coke. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I just got engaged. So,
congratulations.
So, really good guy. And,
what's his name? What, you know, does he do? How much money does he make? Is he big, tall? You know, brothers and sisters? Does he already have kids? Yes, you know, maybe. like it's all the question. Like you gotta ask. Anyways, I'm kidding. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Very happy. We're both super. Super excited, very happy, all of the things. So, so next year, we've set a date. Not gonna go into that at the moment because things and stuffs, but
Didn't you say you were going to get married on January 1st or something like that? Like on the first of the year? Oh, sorry.
April 1st.
No, that's something. Oh, April 1st. That's right. It was April 1st. See, I'm not quick like that. I'm not that smart. So
I know was I, but I was like, if you're going January, then yeah. So no, it is next year. Yeah. So yes. And that's probably all I got to say on it at the moment. Wow. But we're very happy. He's a really good guy. Yes. And yeah, if those people don't know, it's actually execute. So
hold on, you're getting executed?
No, execute is his gaming name. So that's who my fiance is. So there you go.
That sounds a little dicey.
Why?
Well, I'd be afraid. Married some dude named Execute.
Oh my goodness. Not his real name.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Stop it.
I just, I mean, listen, I gotta have fun with this because I had so much fun with it before because I knew and nobody else knew and just teasing and all that, and now that's gone. It's gone. Lots now I have so very little, so I mean you've got to give me that, right? So
anyway,
cool.
Yes.
So
that's my news outside of work.
Okay.
And craziness of work and stuff. So
I have some info, like
bar stuff. Yes.
That may concern you, because it concerned me a lot. Carrie went out grocery shopping, and I told her to get me a bag of hickory sticks, and they were sold out. And immediately, okay. I was like, what do you mean sold out? Like, it's rarely sold out, but because of COVID, everyone bought them like crazy and there's none left. So I started getting worried that maybe they were not going to make any more because it's not worth it. Because Canada is the prime purchaser of those chips. Doesn't get made as much now because America, they don't like them. So it's mainly a Canadian thing, and it's still under the old Hostess label, which has been completely bought out by Lay's. That's the only product that Lay's makes that still uses the old stuff, and it's because we buy it like mad. But then I was thinking, well, what if COVID, maybe they're going to stop making it because they're going to scale back because it's not worth it. And I start freaking out. So Carrie bought like five bags because she finally found it like a week and a half after. And I'm like, listen, as soon as you see it, buy like four or five bags because, oh my God. So we're down to two bags. So I'm not as worried now, but still.
Yeah. I think most of the stuff that we've had issues with over here is obviously things, well, toilet paper, of course, but flours, most of the sugars, eggs, rice, pasta sauces. Anything cleaning wise, but typical food stuff like Tim Tams have been fine.
Really?
Probably because there's so many.
Hickory sticks though, man. Hickory sticks, if they decide to stop making them, we would buy everything we could get our hands on and just sit on them because they're not gonna go bad. I mean they will, but we can keep them in a good spot where it's not gonna go bad or anything, and that could be it. But as far as we know, they're still good. I would be really upset.
Have they started lifting any
They have removed some restrictions on how much you can purchase. So Carrie was saying that on a lot of stuff you see, you're only allowed to buy two of this, two of that, two of this. You can't buy like a bunch of stuff. But she was actually seeing the last time she was in the grocery store that there's only a handful of things that still have that restriction, like beans. For some reason, they still have a limit of two on beans. But not on tuna, which usually has that, which had a restriction on it because people were buying it up like crazy. All kinds of stuff. But now, so it seems like we're going back to normal. It's just they haven't lifted the five people limit rule. So you can't gather with more than five people.
Yeah.
So. Meh.
Okay. Yeah. Meh. They've just lifted some restaurant.
I heard you guys were sending kids back to school, and I was like, mm-hmm. "We're supposed to be getting an announcement on Tuesday because Monday's a day off. So Tuesday we're supposed to be hearing if what they're going to be doing with the rest of our province's school year. So that's going to be interesting."
They sent back the year ones and the year 12s last week, I think.
Okay.
Up here, well, in Queensland. I'm not sure about the other states. And I think everyone else is supposed to go back tomorrow.
Yikes.
So I don't know.
From what I heard, Quebec, I think, was sending, which is another province here, they were sending kids back to school, but it wasn't mandatory. So I think on our side of things, because if they said it wouldn't be mandatory, then we're going to keep the kids home. Yeah. They found a new disease where they think it happens after COVID and it only affects kids. And it's very similar to Kawasaki, which is an inflammation of the blood vessels, and you get rashes and swelling, and it's not good. And it only affects little kids. So at one point, some smart person thought, hey, you know what? We should have the kids all go back to school so they all get the disease and then they can be immune. Well, it's a good thing we didn't, because if this Kawasaki variant, is actually something that happens after COVID only for kids. Well, it's a good thing we didn't send all the kids to go back and get sick, because they'd all have this other thing now. It's silly. Like I think we would be keeping our kids home until September. You know, if they needed to pick up anything physical, then I'll go. Like I'm not putting the kids back in there. It's just, you know, even if it's like once a week or something, these are my children.
So crazy.
Anyways, so there's our COVID update from Aussie land and Canada land. And
it's
yes. World of Warcraft. Apparently this is a World of Warcraft podcast. Oh man, it's 10:20. Okay. Ian said something about the reputation buff that we have is supposed to be ending very soon. We get double rep only for BFA, with an exception, Legion reps, right? The exception for BFA was the 8.3 reps. You don't get the double line.
The new ones.
Okay, so cool. Fine. Because they want people to be able to get their allied races. I get it.
Yes.
He was being interviewed, I don't remember where, but he made a comment that they were going to be bringing in other methods of catch up. So, and I think somebody was saying that there could be a corruption catch up where you could get corrupted gear and then have it, but not have as much corruption on it as it normally would right now. Yeah, I just want the rep so I can get my Waveblade and Cohen mount, which the Paragon box mount for the Waveblade and Cohen, or the, what's it for the Horde? In Nazjatar, what's the Horde rep?
Unshackled.
Unshackled. Yeah, that sounds about right. So yeah. They have boxes, right? If you get your Paragon boxes, Blizzard said they'd never do it again because there was a lot of backlash on the Legion mounts being in there, and they said, okay, yeah. Well, we'll never put mounts in there again, and they did. And the Legion mount drop mm-hmm. rate is 1 in 20. Okay, the Tar one, because words are hard, is 1 in 100. It's a 1% chance drop off of this box. What? And you know how crappy the rep is? The rep gains are terrible. With the extra rep buff, it made it bearable.
Yeah.
I feel like that's gonna be a mount I will probably never get. I've got to be really lucky because I am not farming that rep every day. There is just no way. It's just a terrible, if they made the rep gains twice as much as normal, then it wouldn't be too bad. But the way it is right now, nope.
So you need to wait till Dark Moon Fair and get the weed.
Dark Moon Fair. That's only 10% though. The only way I'm going to do it and stay sane is by waiting for it to come up as a emissary. And that happens every, I don't know what, 6-7 days, once a week. I have no idea. I don't know. So it's going to be a long time. And even if it comes up as an emissary, it doesn't mean that you're going to get a box that time because you need 10,000 rep to get the box, right? And Waveblade Emissary will give you 1500. It's just, you know, they need, I feel that they need to increase the rep gains on that rep. They're tuned too low.
I think the rep gains
on everything else is fine. Ones
are too long.
I've touched them, but the 8.3 reps, I am not exalted, but I'm not also pushing. So I'm not actively I can't give you my opinion of it because I can't compare it because I haven't done it enough to say if it feels like it's low or not. Right. And LB says,
Feel like they are.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel they're a bit low. That the newer ones, the four new ones, Nez Jatar, Makagon, and Oldham and
Rajani or whatever it is.
Rajani. Yeah. I think that they could have upped them for sure. Cause it really feels like a massive grind.
And it's not like we're, you know, and it's funny. I feel like I'm not asking for, hey, give me the mounts. No, because if you just gave me the mounts, then I have nothing to play for. And then that's not fun. I think they should either increase the rep gains to let us get more chances on the boxes, or make that mount a 1 in 20 like the other boxes are, not 1 in 100. Yeah. 1 in 100, I couldn't believe it. I thought initially it was 1 in 30, but it turns out it's 1 in 100. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Ian, unless swear to God.
They change it, yeah. Unless they change it when Shadowlands comes out,
that's not
then they
happen.
Drop it down. No.
Did they do that for Legion? The Legion ones have always been 1 in 20. They have not changed. Right. Yeah. Yep.
Well, then it seems weird. Why would they make it 1 in
100? I hate banging on this drum, but everything Blizzard has been doing lately is just time sync. Spend more time, repeat, rinse and repeat. killing time, and that's not necessarily fun. I'm finding other ways to have fun. They want people spending more time in the game. I get it. But I think they've gone too far on one side. Mm. I don't think that they should make it a 1 in 10 or 1 in 5. I think they need to scale it back. I think they need to scale it back because it's getting frustrating. Mm.
Yeah.
And it's not just that the mounts don't drop. That's fine. Cause I can keep doing it, but, freaking LB in my chat. It's just, can we scale it back a bit? I feel like they've gone too far on one side. Scale it back a bit.
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. a bit. Like, come on back a bit. Come back over this way.
Yeah.
And, anyways, so that's news, I think. There's my rant. Okay. I'm going to be really quick with my week in WoW. I finally got my Zandalari troll up, so I've got that done. Yes. I hit 120 nice. Today this Congrats. Morning. Thank you. I've got three more characters left to get one class and one race on both factions.
Right.
I need to do a Volpera Warlock, Mechanome Rogue, and what else is there? A Tauren Shaman. I only have three left that I don't have.
You had a Tauren.
I do, but it's on a different realm. I need to get them all on Earthen Ring and all on
your Alliance one.
Alliance. LB, this is not a you problem. No. You are wrong. There can be super rare mounts like the Love Rocket. Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
But putting them in a Paragon box that you gotta grind rep for, garbage. Mm. Garbage. Garbage. If they took that rare, if they took that mount out of the box, made it drop off of, okay, here's an example. The Arachnoid Harvester. Okay. You can kill that. Mm. You can kill that every day. It's a 1 in 1500 chance. Very rare mount you're going to be able to get, but at least you can do it every day. You don't have to grind the rep out like you want to grind the insane title. I mean, I don't feel like the Nazjatar one is as bad, but it gets there because it's driving me insane.
Mm.
Lita, what have you been doing?
Stuffs and stuff.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Well, I've been working on I've actually been over in Mechagon doing grinding the I need to get spare crates.
Oh,
so I've got to make it with the stuff to get the rank 3 essence. I should know what it's called, I don't remember. Anyway. So I've been trying to grind through stuff as well as killing the Harvester and Rust. Oh god, I've completely forgot. And the bird, the ones that drop the mounts.
Rust Feather.
Yeah. Rust Feather, that's the one. I was gonna call it Rust Bucket. For some reason I'm like that.
So wait, so you're trying to get those mounts? Or are you farming them for some? Okay, all right.
No, trying to get them. So I've been over there a little bit. Other than that, I've been chasing mounts, the usual world, the Pandaren world bosses, ICC. I'm doing Black Rock Hell run of Doom, stupid. Foundry
Blackrock Foundry the one that I did 500-600 times and then it finally dropped after they fixed it.
Yeah. Something else. Hellfire?
Hellfire for the Annihilator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And Deathwing 1 as well. And a couple others.
Which one? Lifebinder or the Blazing?
Blazing
Drake. Oh, so you're being like Layla.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so it's mostly been chasing mounts. Pretty much leave that, and that's probably been it, other than like the usual where it's challenge tune stuff. So that's been keeping me pretty busy. Yeah, that's about it, really. Can't think of it. It's like I was thinking that I'd done something else, but I can't for the life of me remember what it was. So
I got one of the pets to drop off Mechagon. One of the pets off of the Mecharantula dropped. So yay. So I think from there, the only thing I'm chasing, Rust Feather Mount, Arachnoid Harvester Mount, Armored Volt Bot drops a pet.
Yeah.
And then there's a rare that spawns if you get one of the drill rig things. It's like the Scrap Master, but he's not the Scrap King. Scrap King is something else, but where the drill spawns, it's right near where this Scrap King is. So And one of three drill rigs will spawn, and if you click on the one on this particular hole, then you go down, and then that rare will spawn. Yeah. What is your problem? You're so dirty. Can you get your mind out of the gutter? I mean, now that you're like going to get married, now you've got like impure thoughts and. Man, and I'm trying to have a serious discussion here on getting a pet from a rare that you gotta click on.
It's awesome.
You need to click on thing so it'll drill down in the hole, and you go down in the hole and find your treasure. Anyways,
But I was gonna say there is new pets over on Mechagon that I hadn't seen. They must have came in at 8.3.5 or whatever, 8.3, whatever. Because I was like there the other week and I'm mousing over and I was like, why is it showing I don't have this pet? I've been trying to get blue ones of those as well.
Super Squad Day. Oh, God.
Super Squad Day. Let me tell you about Super Squad Day. That's what I had to tell you.
Here we go.
So, Super Squad Day was... I'd like to say it was between 6 and 8 hours of pet battles.
Wow. Oh, actually, pet battles.
Might have been closer to 10. Whew. Pet battles, yes. And
you should have said
I managed to clear my queue, my leveling queue. I managed to level all the new pets. So every single pet that I had. Wow. Was all leveled, and I only had a couple of duplicates. I think I only had maybe about 10 duplicates that weren't leveled. Mm-hmm. I was so impressed with myself because I got everything leveled, and then I found more pets, of course, as soon as it finished, and I'm like, damn it, now I've got to wait. So I actually had every pet I had was leveled. All unique pets were leveled to 25, but nice. No longer. Because I found new ones. So yeah. So I'm like, damn it.
You should have led with I spent 6 to 10 hours super squirting, you know. And then maybe that's what our title for the episode should be.
No.
I spent time super squirting, or super squirting, right? Just super squirting. That's all. So
Yeah.
there's actually a super squirt day coming up. And it's another one, really. And generally it doesn't happen like this, but
No.
we have three this year. Let me just pull
Yes.
it up on my
Because
calendar.
I think there was only like, was it
Okay,
two
there was
last
only
year or
two
two the year
last year
before?
and two the year before.
Yeah.
No, they're both. So June 17th is Super Squirt Day for US
Next month.
realms. Yes. For
Yes.
US realms.
Okay. Yes.
And then the next one after
Excellent.
that will be in November, and that
Oh, hang on.
is
When did you set the date?
November 14th for US
Oh, damn it.
realms.
I'm gonna have to take the day off work. It's a
That
Wednesday.
yes, it is. Yes, it is. It
Damn it.
for June, yes. The
Oh,
one in June is on a
damn.
Wednesday. The one in November is on a Saturday.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'll get some. I'll probably only get maybe
Bloke
about
has seen
4 hours done.
that movie many times. Super
I bet he has.
squirting.
I bet.
Man.
Anyway, that's pretty much what
Okay.
I've been doing. What have you been doing?
I
Did you
told
get
you.
your
I
Yeah,
told you what I was doing.
no. I wanted to ask you, you had said after you got the other mounts that you'd been chasing,
Yep.
you were going to do, was it Twilight something? No. Was there something else that you were chasing mounts for, or was it just the Paragon stuff? I
Still doing
thought there was something
Paragons.
else. I thought there was something else that had to do. No, it's gone. Anyway, I thought there was something.
Normal Nighthold. I've got
Ah, that's
two
it.
skips in there. So I was
Yeah.
able to get Mythic. So I've got two. I'm 2 of 4 weeks on Mythic Normal Nighthold. I can't kill
Okay.
Mythic Gul'dan though, solo. Because I want to
Okay.
try to do it solo. But I've been able to do it. I've been able to get all the way up to the end solo. Which you don't need to do
Okay.
it solo to get the skip. So I need to do that twice more to get the full skip. And then we can see how that works after when I get more gear. But
Okay.
I don't know how that's going to work out. We might try it next week. I'm not sure. But generally, when
Okay.
I stream it on Wednesdays, we do LFR Lights Hold. So we do the dogs. Because we want to get the dog mount thingy and two normal night
Dog
hold
mount thingy.
skips. Well, there's the two dog bosses at the beginning of Argus on LFR will drop them out. Well, on anything will drop them out, and
Oh, okay.
it's the Charhound mount will drop.
Right. Okay.
You guys are
No
childish as all heck. Yep, that's why I miss you both. Oh, dude. I miss your
idea.
face. I miss being the little spoon. Anyways, so Oh, wait, sorry. What happens at BlizzCon stays at BlizzCon, right?
That's right. Shush.
Yeah, sorry. Sora. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Cool.
Only two more
Where in the
weeks.
World of Warcraft are we? Where in the World of Warcraft are we? So last week we had to go put last week last month we had to go put on our hazmat suits, and because here's the picture for folks that are watching, but you should go check the YouTube VOD out. I don't know how far in. We're about 39 minutes in. That's me in the background. I just rolled a level one character on Moonguard. We were in Moonguard. Goldshire
Moonguard
in
server.
on Moonguard server. That's me in the background, shirtless, because I figure it's got to be shirtless. We're in Goldshire Inn, and that's Lita there being like, I've seen things. Like you could look at her eyes. She's shocked.
Right.
She's trying to process all that, and she had to turn away so because she can't process it all.
There's
I will
so
tell
many things.
you that Lita and I took a trip down in the basement in the cellar of Goldshire Inn.
Yeah, we did.
And shockingly enough, nobody was there.
Like, it was what? Like, what?
That was
quite shocking. And then you took off upstairs.
Yes.
And you had said, oh my God, come up and see something. Yeah. I think you said, no, you better not. And I didn't. I was like, okay.
No, I wanted you to come look at the guy that was transmogged as He-Man.
Oh,
right?
That's right. He-Man, he came downstairs. Yeah.
And he came downstairs because there's stuff going on up on the first floor.
Was he in the back of that photo?
No.
It was a different photo. I think we got him in one of the photos.
Because that photo was before we went upstairs.
Okay. And
it was spot on He-Man. I'm not really a transmog guy. It was
really good.
But holy crap. That looked amazing. Amazing.
It's very good.
It's really good.
Yeah. There's there's many, many interesting looks. Let's say that.
Let's just say I appreciated the view of all the Draenei and the Night Elves. It's fantastic. It was great. It was great. It's awesome.
Very interesting. Yes.
Chris W said that we were at the Goldshire Inn on Moonguard, correct? The Horde Spy said Goldshire Inn, Moonguard, may God have mercy on your souls. Yes, he did.
Yes.
Or she did. Allie says, Goldshire Inn, Moonguard, during Noble Garden. Was it during Noble Garden?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Noble Garden was just coming to the end.
Just don't go upstairs, or do, if you're into that. No kink shaming. That's right. No kink shaming here.
Thanks, Allie. Appreciate it.
So, all three of them were correct. We did create a new picture, and we'll put it up for 2 seconds. If you know where it is, don't say it in the chat, just send us a tweet or whatever and we'll read it. And here we go. 1, 2, 3. Please try to be as specific as possible. For this one, I don't need realm, but
don't need realm,
but zone building. You know, where, like,
if you've got a fair idea,
just give us a shot, just give us your guesses. Okay. And
and you'll tweet that out once the episode's up, like tomorrow,
because I think tonight I'm going to see if I can go sneak some firewood somewhere and go make a fire in the back shed. Probably not.
Don't burn the shed down.
Jeez. No, I'm not going to burn the shed down. There is enough space. Listen, I am 100% serious. I respect and fear fire. Fire needs to be respected. And
fire is good.
Fire will get out of control like that. Do not leave it alone. Do not think, oh, no, it'll be fine just for like a minute. No, it's not. It might be. But you still need to be there. Yes. Respect fire. Respect it.
And make sure you put a fire out properly. That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just... a lot of times people think they've put a fire out and they haven't. So putting a fire out properly.
Trying to pee on a fire will not put it out. There is you do not have enough liquid in you to go put out a fire. Go and get a hose, go and fill up a bucket, put it out.
Yeah.
And even when you think it's done, poke your stick and see if there's any embers. Because I guarantee you there will be embers down below some of the ash that are still hot, even glowing.
Yeah.
Go do it again. Trust me. Wow. She's writing something down.
Show titles.
Okay. I think the show title's got to be Super Squirting for 10 Hours.
I was going to say, poke your stick at it.
Poke your stick at it? Oh, I thought it was going to be like, don't put fire out with pee.
No. Yeah. No, but then I was thinking something with fire. I haven't got that far yet.
It's funny. Yeah. Do you have any plans on episode 100? Because I don't. And I was just thinking, because we're so close, and I was thinking, you know, it'd be neat to look back and see how this show has evolved from episode 1 to 100. I mean, we did not start streaming it until like 30 something or something like that, right? But yeah, and then we lost the clean tag about a year ago or a year and a half ago or something. I don't know what it was.
I don't know.
Could have been this
year.
There's
been changes.
Balls.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Hi. Lots of changes. Things, you know, it's like the ocean. It flows. It ebb and flows.
Oh, okay.
You know, it changes. Okay. I was trying to do a metaphor. It's just, who knows? I don't know. Yeah, well, what are we? We're at 97.
This is 97.
Got three.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we're nearly at 100. All right.
So 100 will be what? So June.
I'll have to think about that.
July, August. August will be 100, and that's the yearly anniversary of WoW Challenges as well. And
yes,
that's your birthday month.
And
holy
birthday
crap,
month.
That month is very special.
Wow. We're going to have a big August. That sounds like fun.
I'm playing with the cat right now. Bob, bob, bob. Okay. Bob, 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 bob.
Hey, Bob. What's
up? I've got the drawstring on my sweatpants. See the draw? See the drawstring? So that they, you know, cats like drawstrings, right? Wow. They like strings. He's like going insane. Ow! He bit my leg. What the hell, dude? He's getting carried away, man. All right. So. This is where we read email or comments or play audio sent in from you. So we did get a couple emails and, you know, and as always, just fucking spam, and people creating new accounts that are just spam accounts. So I just go and delete those because all the spam measures I have to put in to stop people from creating them don't seem to work. So I don't understand.
Nice.
Cool.
Excellent.
Right. Yes. So. If you'd like to send us something, please do. Or hang out in the chat.
Absolutely.
And yell at me for being, you know, this is a problem that's only my problem. And then I'll yell at you and saying, no, you're wrong. LB. LB's wrong.
Oh, LB.
LB. Poor LB.
Poor LB.
LB is very special.
Yes, he's a
listen.
Scene.
LB's job puts him in harm's way. And I don't know if I could deal with the crap that he, you know, I would be stressed out. I would be losing my mind. So,
yeah.
So I do.
It's
you
not
know,
fun out there. People are real dicks. Like, seriously. They really are. So I totally.
He's
understand.
Got a special just, place here. I don't I'm not sure if it's like in my head or in the heart, maybe lower, maybe it's in my tummy. I don't know. So yeah, I've had some cherry Pepsi with some Bacardi Superior white rum. That's probably why things are degrading so quickly now, and we should wrap this up.
Yes. Yeah,
that's your job. That's not my job. I don't wrap things up. Which explains why I got two kids. Ha!
Oh, dear Lord. Okay. All right. Let's.
I'll be sleeping on the couch again tonight. Yeah. See? Yeah. Didn't you hear? She said shed. Oh, I'm going to be sleeping in the shed. That's okay. I'll make a fire in there.
Like a fire. Oh, yeah. Dear Lord. All right. So where you can contact us. All right. So the website is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send an email to us like Stone mentioned, which is podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. Our Twitter account is @ADVAzeroth. And of course, our Twitch is twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth. I was going to mention I did change the Twitter stuff, and remind me to do our Twitch. intro, outro. Okay. I'll do one of those too for that. Anyway, Stone, where can we find you, please?
You can find me on Twitter, on Twitch, on the websites. Basically, everything is Stone Grasp. So the website's stonegrasp.com. The Twitter is at Stone Grasp. And the Twitch is twitch.tv/stonegrasp, where we stream World of Warcraft and wrestling. And I have a lot of fun with wrestling. I mean, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I've been having a lot more fun doing the wrestling stuff than I have been in World of Warcraft. I still like World of Warcraft, but I've been having a metric ass load of fun.
Good.
Doing wrestling.
Well, that's my thing. Am I winning? Have I won anything?
Your wrestler won the Twitch championship, lost it to my wife last 2 weeks ago, and then my wife lost it last week. My wife did not have a good night. She lost all her belts, all her matches. She lost. That's why I had to sleep in the shed. It was not good.
Ouch. Ouch. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, as long as you're having fun.
Tons of fun.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, you can find me. I am Leta Wow over on Twitter, which is LeetaWow. And don't forget, you can check out the Wow Challenges podcast, which is the show that I do, which we recorded 216 earlier today. So I've got to edit that as soon as we finish this.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks.
Sorry. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, fine. Then then you know what? I'll give you a heads up. Next week you'll do it too. Because I'm going to be busy next week.
Okay. All right.
You waxing my legs. Next
week. Okay, that's fine. Can you record that? Because that would be hilarious.
Okay. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Or live stream it. That would be good.
That might break Twitch's terms of service.
Maybe. Oh, anyway, big thank you to everyone for the likes, the retweets, and of course, you can find us over on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play if you want to just listen to the podcast itself. Yes. Other than that, I think
was that Alexa or was that your Google Home? It's a Google Home. That was hilarious. All right. So we'll be okay. So she's broken. I'll take us out. Thanks for the likes, retweets, and all the fun stuff. We'll see you in about a month for episode 98. Peace outside. Please be safe. Serious space. Be safe.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright
2020.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.